Indiana University is preparing to celebrate its bicentennial in 2020, just as the state of Indiana celebrates its own 200th birthday this year. Part of the university's commemoration is its oral history project, begun in 2008. IU Bicentennial Archivist Kristen Lehman Morris joins Michael Glab on today's Big Talk to discuss her role in collecting recordings of faculty, alumni, and support staff members talking about life on campus, including both everyday descriptions and extraordinary stories and personalities. The papers, the photos, the videos, and now the voices of the university will be available to the public on the soon-to-be-opened IU Bicentennial website.
This is Big Talk. Big Mike, Michael Glab here. My guest today, Kristen Lehman Morris. She's the archivist for the Indiana University Bicentennial. Now, for those of you who aren't up on Latin, bicentennial implies 200-year anniversary. Right now, this year, it is the state's bicentennial.
Yes.
Indiana University's bicentennial is?
2020.
So that's 4 years off, and work already is going into this project. So, archivist, what do you do all day?
My job is mostly having to do with the archives. And basically, I am the liaison for IU Archives and the IU Bicentennial. So I am support for departments or individuals who are wanting to celebrate the bicentennial and need historical information on their department. I am the go-to person for that.
Why would anybody need historical information on their department?
Well, for the bicentennial, there are a lot of signature projects that are happening right now, and we're building up for celebrations. So departments are already planning things like timelines, historical timelines of their department to add on their website. And there are also a lot of signature projects that have been planned through the Office of the Bicentennial as well. One of the signature projects that I work closely with is the Bicentennial Oral History Project. We're focusing on collecting oral histories and stories of alumni and then retired and current faculty and staff and learn about their experiences and their years at IU. Because in the IU archives, we have faculty papers, we have departmental records, we have presidential papers, but often it's difficult to document student life, faculty life, and staff. We have very little information on staff, which includes service staff, support staff, and professional staff. So this allows us to really collect wonderful data on the individuals who have experienced IU over many years, some of whom are 50-year employees.
You could get some good stuff from a janitor telling stories.
Absolutely.
And have you done that already?
We are getting to that point.
Uh-huh.
So the project itself started in 2008, and we have collected 400 alumni oral histories. But now we are branching out to faculty and staff. Another thing that we need to do is create a way to share all of this information with the public. Mm. So we're looking at something called the Oral History Metadata Synchronizer, OHMS for short, because librarians like acronyms.
Yeah.
It's a way that you can put all of the oral history audio files online for people to search them. So they could search by campus, they could search by individuals who mentioned the Little 500, mm-hmm. individuals who want to talk about NICs or places on campus that were cool hangouts. So it allows us to share that information quickly and have all of those audio files up for everybody to listen to.
Have you heard any of these recordings?
I have. One that stands out to mind is Gloria Randall Scott's oral history. And she was here in the 1950s, and she was the first African-American student in the zoology department and a woman. And so she discusses the wonderful things that Indiana University had done for her, but she also discusses some of the challenges that she had even in a classroom setting where she was receiving C's on homework, and when she would compare it to other students who had A's, her answers would be the same, but the grade would be different. So good and bad. And also, the way it was handled with Gloria Randall Scott's case, she went to Herman B. Wells, and he dealt with it. So there is that very positive side of understanding that certain people played significant roles in the history of the university to create stronger and better paths for those who would come after them.
Gloria, you're saying, had the guts to go to the president of the university and say, here are some of the obstacles that I'm facing.
Yes.
How about that?
And that was, you know, and Herman B. Wells listened to her and worked it out.
She must have been something else.
Yeah. She's a very strong lady from what I could gather from her oral history, and very successful. What I will do sometimes is write a blog post on the Indiana University Archives blog and create snippets of oral history so that people can read the blog post and then actually listen to snippets of oral histories as well.
Now do me a favor and tell me precisely how a listener might access that blog.
So you can go to the IU Libraries website and search by repositories and libraries and go down to University Archives. Mm-hmm. Click on that, and then our webpage will come up, mm-hmm. and you will see on the left-hand side resources, and down there is Blogging Hoosier History, and that is us. On the Bicentennial website, which is 200.iu.edu, you can go to the Bicentennial Oral History Project webpage, and we're still building it, but there's a volunteer form on that page. And you can volunteer your story. You can suggest people who you think we need to interview.
What you're doing seems like such a blast. Why do you get to do it and I don't? What is so special about you?
You're right. How I fell into this, I was working on my master's degree in English literature at Purdue University, actually.
I've heard of it.
Yes, that other school up north. And I was working on medieval and early modern studies, so I would have to use a lot of online resources, and I found myself becoming frustrated using only online sources. I wanted to use primary sources. Mm-hmm. So when I started my PhD program at Purdue, within the first year I decided I needed a master's in library science. And it happened that my best friend was working on her library science degree at IU at the time. So she invited me down, and I went to the Lilly Library and met with Joel Silver, talked to him about the rare books and manuscripts specialization within library science, and was immediately hooked. So I commuted from Purdue to IU every week and worked on my PhD and my master's in library science at the same time.
Wow.
And it was busy, but it was worth every mile. I was fortunate to get a position at the Lilly Library as their special collections cataloger. And I was there for a few years, and the position at the archives opened up, so I applied for that, and I received that job in January of 2016 and started February. And so I have been
just
there.
Just this year.
Just this year.
Kristen Lehman Morris, one of the archivists for the IU Bicentennial. Thanks a lot for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Michael.
That was WFHB correspondent Michael Glab speaking with IU Bicentennial archivist Kristen Lehman Morris. You can find that and all episodes of Big Talk at our website, wfhb.org.